WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something super important: self-compassion and understanding. Ever find yourself being way harsher on yourself than you would be with your best friend? Yeah, me too. We all do it. But guess what? That inner critic needs a timeout, seriously. Self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself, it's about treating yourself with the same kindness, warmth, and understanding that you'd offer someone you genuinely care about. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Dylan, this sounds all fluffy and woo-woo, but trust me, it's seriously powerful stuff. Think of it like this. Your mind is a muscle, right? And just like any muscle, it needs to be trained and nurtured. So, let's unpack this whole self-compassion thing with 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental game. 1. Ditch the negative self-talk. You know those little voices in your head whispering doubts and criticisms. Those need to go. Seriously, they're like that annoying friend who always brings down the mood. Start noticing when those negative thoughts pop up and challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true, or would I say this to a friend? Often, we're way harsher on ourselves than we would ever be on someone else. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever find your mind racing like a hummingbird on espresso? Yeah, me too. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few deep breaths each day and just noticing your surroundings, the sounds, the smells, the feel of the air on your skin. It's amazing how much calmer you can feel just by being present. 3. Embrace imperfection. Listen up, folks. Perfection is a myth. We're all human, which means we make mistakes. It's part of the learning process. It's what makes us interesting. Instead of beating yourself up over every little slip-up, try to see it as an opportunity for growth. Learn from it, move on, and keep striving towards your goals. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. Ever hear the saying, you wouldn't let a friend walk around feeling this way, so why do you treat yourself like that? It's so true. Show yourself the same compassion and understanding that you would offer to someone you care about. That means taking time for things you enjoy, setting healthy boundaries, and treating your body with respect. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a funny conversation with a friend, these little moments can make a world of difference. Gratitude helps shift your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, which is a powerful way to boost your mood and overall well-being. Let me tell you a story about this whole self-compassion thing. Last week, I was giving a presentation at a conference totally out of my comfort zone. My palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I felt like everyone was judging me. Suddenly, I caught myself thinking, "You're messing up, Dylan. This is a disaster." Then, I stopped, took a deep breath, and reminded myself, "Hey, Dylan, it's okay to be nervous. Everyone makes mistakes. Just keep going." I shifted my focus from the fear to the message I wanted to share, and surprisingly, things went really well. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, especially during those tough times. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every step in the right direction. So, what's one thing you can do today to show yourself a little more self-compassion? Maybe it's taking a relaxing bath, writing down 3 things you're grateful for, or simply giving yourself permission to rest and recharge. Remember, your well-being matters. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. And until next time, keep on striving, keep on growing, and keep on being kind to yourselves. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.